black mass, man, it's time to rob. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rob. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rob. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rob. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Welcome back.
Live in the flesh.
Live in the flesh. This is not AI.
Don't adjust your TV.
I'm here.
This is him.
I'm here.
He is in the building.
What's good, everybody?
In the flesh.
What's good, everybody?
Yes.
Feels good.
Finally coming to work.
You know what I'm saying? Like I never left, man. Like
all that remote cheap from work stuff.
Yeah.
It's nothing like being in the building to work. Good to see you. Good to see you guys getting here. This is an early show.
And you guys are right.
I'm trying to get upstairs to see the game.
Yeah.
All right. And my only other choice was to set up an iPad in front of me and be watching the game as y'all talking.
Yeah. We used to do that.
We did.
We used to be like, what the?
You know, because we were, you know, at my home.
Yeah.
And we could see the TV on our peripheral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, we are not going to play with this. But the treat to that is Malcolm is in the building, guys.
I'm here.
Do not adjust your...
This is not a hologram.
It's not a hologram. I can't put my hand through him and all of that. He is in the building, guys.
Thank you guys for joining us. Hope you guys had an amazing Father's Day to all the fellas.
Yes. I had a great Father's Day. How was your Father's Day?
I had a great Father's Day as well. Walked right in, got a seat, and there was no wait.
No wait.
At the restaurant. They were just like, how long do you need to take?
Yeah. Just, you know, clean up. Well, let us know when you're ready to
leave. It's here. You can pick where you want to sit.
Man. We were actually the first ones at our restaurant. Other than that, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Got to spend it with the family, my wife, with wifey, not wife yet. Soon. Man, my son, yeah, we chill.
All right. That's what it's really all about.
Yeah.
Him recognizing his you know what I'm saying, his origin.
Yeah, and then we got home and then they both fell out for naps. And I didn't do anything. I didn't have to, like, do it. It was bliss.
Nice.
I think that's what Father's Day is all about.
That's really what
it's all
about.
I didn't want to do nothing.
That's what it's really
about. I didn't want to clean nothing up. I didn't want to
set nothing up.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to fix nothing. I just did nothing. And it was great. And then we got to watch some Game of Thrones.
Nice. I also had an amazing Father's Day. The family took me out to a nice cafe, so to speak, or restaurant. Hip hop restaurant called Beatstro.
You never been there?
I had never been to Beatstro.
Oh.
And so a lot of artifacts, vinyl, mixes, you know, DJ equipment out front, speakers set up inside. It's a real nice spot representing the Bronx.
It's next to the bookstore.
It's right next to the bookstore.
Yeah. The lit bar.
Yep. And thank you for the Cash App.
Super chat.
B-Hall, thank you for the super chat.
Thank you.
And so that popped off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Had very good You know, endless mimosas.
Nice.
It's lovely now because all of my children are old enough to drink.
Yes.
So Odyssey's the baby. She's 22.
And yeah.
They didn't even ID them. They just let them in and started drinking.
Is that a black-owned establishment? Don't get them shut down.
Yeah.
Is that a black-owned establishment?
Anyway, but they're old enough. Yeah. And so we sat, you know, real adult-like conversation with my children and stuff. And heard from, well, you was trying to call me.
Yeah.
Marcus hit me up, you know what I'm saying? So all of these
and we
fathers
spoke,
are...
And we spoke.
We spoke during the morning meetup.
Morning meetup,
we had
yes.
a chance to build. And then I came home and was showered with gifts.
Nice.
I got the Meta 3.
You're not going to use it. And
yes, I am.
That wasted your money.
No, I got the Meta 3. I started setting it up. I got the headphones. You know, I almost tripped. I was like, oh...
What's this?
What the hell?
Couch
around, so I don't want to bust my neck or nothing. But yeah, and I hope each and every one of you had an amazing Father's Day.
And thank you for everybody who reached out to me as well.
Yes, a lot of people reached out. And so that was super, super dope. And go ahead.
Oh, real quick, because people are still confused. We're early today. We are early.
Yeah. You are not in the Matrix. Yeah. We are early today. Because Dot is going to go watch the full game, okay?
Yeah.
This is game 5 of the NBA Finals.
This is critical.
This is critical.
Yeah.
And you say it's game 5, Boston is up 3-1. No, you don't understand the way momentum works.
Yeah.
Boston has to close these boys out tonight.
Tonight.
I think they will.
You think so?
I think they will. If they don't, I think the series is over. As crazy as that sounds.
Okay.
Right? I think the series is over because that doubt kicks in.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And so I do think...
Get nervous, arms get short.
Everything, buttholes get tight.
Yeah.
And shots usually make you stop making. And it becomes a mental. Jason Tatum's body language in particular bothers me.
Did you hear what... I forget who was talking about Steph Curry. That second year when... Kevin Durant won the MVP and said, like, he was really going for the finals MVP. And, like, Kevin Durant was kind of trying to give it to him. And he said that, like, after a game, he didn't have a good game. KD had an amazing game. And he went in the corner and cried in the locker room.
Yes.
So you could be winning.
Yes.
And still.
And those are the things that they don't show because they try to paint this picture that it's all a team. Even when Kevin Durant won, I watched Clay and Steph.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Simone Ashley. Thank you. Happy Father's Day, Malcolm. Something
for the gas tank.
For the gas tag. Yeah.
And that for your TikTok shopping cart. That's funny.
Thank you. I love that for my TikTok shopping cart.
That's
true
funny.
Story. And so I watched Clay and Steph, and they clapped for him, but they weren't happy because you really want Steph is a good guy. You wanted him to get it, but it only take one bad game. 3 games in, everyone said, this is Jaylen Brown's MVP to win or lose.
Yeah.
Then they get blowed out by 40.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
If he come out tonight and close the deal, it's done. But if they lose, and next thing you know, this thing could swing either way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it is a serious thing. I want to make one major announcement before we get started. A good friend of mine, his name is Rashid King. We call him Brooklyn. On Father's Day Eve, his entire house, his entire apartment burned down. Him and his 4 children and his wife were there. Thankfully, they all made it out safely. All of them made it out safely. But they have a GoFundMe going.
Do you have the link?
I got the link. I'm going to give the link to you right now, Malcolm.
So
you can put it in the chat. And, real, you know, tough situation. And he is a father's father. And so he's very proud of his children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all that he's accomplished and all. And I kind of just, you know, it hit my heart because he's a good guy.
Mm.
And so while we at times able to raise money for great, you know, situations, you know, like what we did for my sister with the prom stuff and all of that, the situation is a little bit more dire. So I wanted to put this out. I wanted to send my well wishes to him and his family as they, you know, go through this recovery stage, man. Because fire is, man.
Yeah.
You know, the fire itself don't have to get you. The smoke can get you. And he has a son. His name is Royal. Little man. Let me tell you, when I tell you, he's the sharpest little dude I've ever seen. This kid stays sharp. I can see the love between him and his wife and his older children. And so, Brooklyn, we love you. Urban X Nation, if you do donate $1, $5, $10, just let them know this is Urban X Nation love that is coming his way. And I truly, truly thank you for your support.
I put the link in the chat.
The link is in the chat. And so you can, you know, make some donations if you have it. You know, so thank you so much for that. And with that, Malcolm.
Let's get started, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that one.
Is that one? Okay.
You are tuned into the
I got control of the button again.
Of Urban
yeah.
X.
I got this is, yeah.
When you come to work.
Yes, yeah, control of the button.
Yeah.
So, over the weekend, there was some video circulating of Jay-Z performing at an event, and it was kind of odd seeing, you know, Basquiat dreadlock Jay-Z performing anything because he looks like he acts like he's too important for anything.
Yeah.
But he was performing at an event. Nobody looked like they was paying attention to him. Where the hell was he at? He was performing for Tom Brady's Patriots Hall of Fame ceremony.
Mm.
And then somebody made note that he couldn't be bothered with the Hip Hop 50th celebration.
Yes.
At all. He had his own museum exhibit, if you remember.
Yes.
But Hip Hop 50, he was nowhere to be found. But he is performing for Tom Brady in this event. And side note, AB stole that tweet from somebody else. But
okay. Yeah, yeah. The Antonio Brown
Antonio
tweet.
Brown.
But it was a tweet that was right on point.
Yeah.
Sometimes someone echoes your sentiments because as I was watching, I'm just speaking optically.
Mm-hmm.
I said, where the hell is Jay-Z at?
Yeah.
Because those uppity white folk were paying him no mind. You know what I'm saying? He just was like, and you can hear the music blasting, smoke coming off the stage, and these white people were having a conversation like he was the help.
Yeah.
It really was. It appeared that he was the help. And there he is performing. Then when they zoom the camera out, you see regular fans who may have, but the ones who were right there, and it looked bad. It looked like you was just another Negro on stage entertaining us. And we will pay you attention when we get ready, if we do at all.
Yeah.
When you tie that into the 50th anniversary of hip hop, everybody is on Front Street.
Yes.
Jay-Z had a great opportunity to be a vanguard. You know what I'm saying? It's him. I didn't see Diddy much either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was probably preparing for something. And,
right.
And he was probably,
Kudos to Nas.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Nas gave that joint at Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
LL Cool J gave one in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
There were many concerts all over in different regions of people trying to just celebrate where we have come. And Jay-Z would have been one to put a stamp on such. I think he don't like hip hop.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. And we give him a lot. But Dame Dash said something deep a while ago. He said that Jay-Z doesn't want to be associated with hip hop because he thinks it diminishes his stance in when it comes to business.
Mm.
Right. So when you know, rubbing elbows with all these billionaire business dudes who got their money in tech, finance and stuff like that. How'd you get your money? A rap. Right? It probably doesn't have the same ring to it as like the rest of them does. So he probably tries to disassociate himself as much as he can. But every time he needs attention for something, he tries to rap about
tap
it.
Tap into it. And go back to the song Still Nigga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
White nigga, black nigga. You know, I mean, light, dark, this, that. And so, rapper, you still a nigga.
Yeah.
And so, even in his own words, he understands, but that has nothing, that just is what it is.
Yeah.
Even as a billionaire, you still a nigga. I don't care if you got it from tech,
you're
still a nigga to us. And so wanting acceptance in that and trying to disassociate yourself because it makes you look street. But you came in from the streets. You used to wear that as a banner. I'm from the streets. I was moving bricks. And I, you know, converted this into a legitimate business, which is snitching on yourself, last I heard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And giving details of how many bricks you lost. Yeah. And that's sitting and starting to sound like a RICO case on yourself.
Yeah.
And so this is what it has come to. I told you upstairs. I think the audience is about to turn on Jay-Z next.
So I saw a promo of him and Alicia Keys because they performed the New York song at the Tony Awards. And again,
got a place there,
that too. I was about to say, and again, that was another spot. But even in the promo of, you know, he's standing there and Alicia Keys walks up and stuff like that and slow-mo, black and white. And like you said, people were in the comments like, yo, like, y'all not tired of this? Like, it's over. Like,
yes.
This, like, you yes. guys, the black billionaire class, you guys trying to just kind of show how cool you guys are and stuff like that. It's
yes.
over.
Yes. And if you're going to play that side, play it all the way.
Yeah.
If you're going to disassociate, totally disassociate and move on. Don't dip and dab when it's convenient for you to come out and, you know, you look crazy. I don't care what nobody said.
Yeah.
That hair and all that shit looks crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just put a museum up of him, which I felt like, come on, a whole museum, Jay-Z?
Yeah.
What about Biggie?
Yeah.
You know, why couldn't you do something about Brooklyn with you being the featured? And I said that. You can go back to when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't hating. I'm just saying Brooklyn's got Big Daddy Kane. Got Biggie the one, you know what I'm saying, you claim the Rock with, and so many others. Now, Diddy had to just give the key back to the city.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Adams took the key back. Yeah. That might be the first time in history that someone gave you a key and took it back.
Yeah.
And it wasn't drugs.
Touche.
Yeah.
Key?
Yeah. And so I think the people have had enough. You know what I mean? That your presence is charity piece is gone. I think the consumer is wiser now.
Yeah, and people are starting to do research on Desiree Perez. Now people are starting to go, time out.
Yes. And so I think all of these things, you know, because you go to bat one time too many.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you think you could just roll it up and throw it out there and I'm Jay-Z. And, you know, and it's not necessarily the case at the end of the day. People are still going on him on his $300 million education situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with new levels being uncovered and he's really vying for some billionaire Republican out there.
Because I'm in Delaware and Delaware's right there to Philly. So people are not playing with him with that. Like, they're just like, yo, what is this?
What is this?
Yeah.
You know? And so,
and then, so, you know, it's crazy because they were Jay-Z, 50, Diddy, like they were the first influencer, like rappers influencers, like that created that kind of business model to where like, I am who I am, I'm wearing this, so you buy this because I'm wearing
Yes.
And that created a whole industry of influencers because people like businesses started to realize like, oh, people are starting to follow that. But now it's so much that, and y'all old, you 50, dude, you 50 something years old. Nobody cares about, like, you're not cool anymore.
Yeah.
As much as you try to flip
because
it.
Because young people will tell you, you're not cool. I don't rock with Jay-Z. That's your generation. And when you have always disassociated yourself from the people, like held yourself above people, it begins to show. It comes across as a level of super arrogance.
Yeah.
I'm better than you. My wife is better than you. I make more money than you. You know what I'm saying? All them things may be true, but when you trying to connect with an audience, you have to be careful with that. Diddy was the partier.
Yeah.
And so he threw these elaborate parties. And so, and 50 kind of just isolated themselves and was more about his business, because you didn't find 50's name in a lot of craziness. Mm-hmm. Side note, 50 is moving forward with his initiative in Louisiana.
With
not only has he got the movie studio, he's buying a bunch of properties in that area as well, downtrodden properties. And he's also building like an amusement park for children, something dealing with education for children. So just seeing what's going on, he may be trying to position himself because he may be the last of the Mohegans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. On this coast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You see the West Coast, you still got Snoop and Dre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe a few more who hold that down. And so very interesting stuff going on in the culture. But I think it's all coming down.
Yeah.
Like, collectively.
Yeah.
And so everyone is under a microscope.
Yeah, we were talking about Beyonce's album. That didn't do what they thought it would do.
No.
Like, I haven't heard it anywhere, actually.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Usually Beyonce is flooding your timeline. Yeah. They tried to force that on hip-hop radio. And the hip-hop people was like, if you don't get that shit off the air, they was trying. Wifey tell you, they was trying to play that cowboy shit after some damn, Drake done went off or something or something to that magnitude. And, well, I shouldn't use Drake as an example. But, yeah, and so Jay-Z tried to, forget the famous country singer, offered him $5 million to let Beyonce hit the stage at this huge concert.
Yeah.
And he turned it down. He said, it's 110,000 people here, and they will boo my ass.
Yo, imagine the desperate. And both of these two are used to kind of like the waters parting for them.
Yes.
When it comes to just political favors, like whatever they need. And for them to go, nah.
Nah. You hot.
Yeah, that says a lot, bro.
You hot now. I can't, I can't be standing next to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you hot. And so the influence that you once had, you no longer had.
That's interesting. Somebody said that was Jay-Z calling. That was funny.
Oh, that probably was.
It's Hov.
Jay put it because Hov, nigga. What you talking about, nigga? Yeah, yep. So just wanted to kind of add that. So pay attention to, because I think him and Alicia Keys have a new song coming out.
It's going to be dirt.
That's what they're saying. And so that's what that whole posturing next to each other was. And this will be the litmus test for Jay.
Yeah.
If this pop off, then he go, all right, it's safe for me to come outside.
Yeah.
It's good. But if people shoot it down.
If he comes out,
let me tell you, he has an ego beyond ego. If the people turn on him, bro, I don't know. I don't know if he
can. Because you got to think, he is your generation, my generation, the younger after me, like, they don't care about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really don't.
Like, they don't.
They take pride in not caring about him.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because remember, Future, everybody's, yo, Jay-Z, he wasn't like that around here. So everybody is now taking pride. If that happens.
Yeah. And it's similar to Michael Jordan and Kobe.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of younger dudes are like, yo, Kobe was my guy.
Yeah.
I heard about Mike. Kobe was my guy.
And even younger than that now, because Carmelo Anthony's son said Paul George was his guy. Paul George?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He's dead ass serious.
Yeah, dead ass. And so we'll see how that pans out.
Okay. All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So we spoke about this guy, Bling Bishop.
Yes.
Guy from Brooklyn. Remember, he got robbed on a live stream church service.
Yes.
And people thought it was staged. I thought it was staged.
I thought it was staged, too.
I thought they were trying to get some insurance money because he was going through it. But apparently, he just got sentenced to 9 years for wire fraud, lying to the FBI, and something else.
Yes.
And he got 9 years. God dang. And he was, defrauding old ladies out of their pensions and stuff like that.
Listen,
using the Lord's name.
Yes. James Whitehead, when you're willing to do that, then that means you have no barometer of, you know what I'm saying, ethics or anything.
Yeah.
You're just going to rob old people. It's bad. It's bad. And you robbing them in the name of the thing that makes them the most vulnerable.
Yes.
God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how old people feel about God.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are the epitome of God as you come to us.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And you're going to get me for my Social Security?
Yo, you're
going to get me for my house?
You ever think about, like, the lives of scammers, right? Like, they probably married, and the wife, no.
Yes.
We got to hit this other lit.
Because
to keep all of this going.
The bills is
Yeah.
Like, Sean Kingston and his mom.
And his mom, like.
His mom's is like, look, this we need another lip.
Yeah, so.
What you got lined up? And what role am I playing in the lineup?
Y'all like, yeah, how do you sleep, bro?
Yeah, they sleeping well, bro. They are sleeping well. And they got this one with the AI now where they can, you know, clone your voice. Yeah. And be like, yo, this is Black Dot.
Yeah.
Mama Dot, what? What's going on? Hey, you got to send money. Huh? You got to send the money over to, because they got me.
Yeah.
Mama Dot ain't for me.
Yeah.
First of all, we don't have any money. That's how I know you're not my husband. Because, you know, the last one you got to call is me.
She not going to do the taking? I'm not. I will find you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, and I will kill you.
Yeah, I will find you and I will kill you. You know, no. Mama Dot be like, okay, make it quick.
Somebody asked again, why are we on early? Because the game is coming on.
Because the game is coming on, we're not even going to make no fancy story about it.
Like, because, we had to,
because Malcolm is here and we want to make sure he get home at a safe. We ain't going to tell you none of that shit. Game is on. We will be on for approximately one more hour. As a matter of fact, I didn't even order my snacks yet. You know what I'm saying? To sit back.
Yo. Sadna, you know what I watched yesterday too? That also made Father's Day dope. Ali Sadiq's part 4 to his Domino Effect.
Okay, is that the new part?
Yes, that just dropped yesterday.
Ah, okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Mama Dot don't like him because he takes too long to tell his story.
He
has his own style.
He was uncultured, Mama Dot.
Just one joke. Give me a joke. Yeah. Don't tell me about your life and what happened with your life and all that. I actually enjoy him.
He's funny. Tell
you. So I will watch that.
I think out of the four, so it goes 1, I think, was the best. 3, 4, 2. I didn't really like 2.
Okay. All right. So Ali Sadiq, that's my guy.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's funny.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So the other day, this hit the wire. Hold on. So the House, the U.S. House passes a military bill automatically registering men 18 to 26 for the draft.
Wow.
This is according to Fox. So people were now here's the thing. If you registered for a federal loan coming out of high school, going into college, you theoretically had to sign up for selective service anyway.
Yes. Yes.
So but now automatic. Now this helps reduce the numbers who've failed to register because they automatically, as soon as you turn 18 to 26 now, the numbers are like back up because military recruitment numbers are way down in every branch.
Yes. Who the hell wants to go to war or be in a situation where you telling me what the hell to do? Especially this generation.
Yeah.
These kids don't want you to tell them nothing.
But you know what's crazy? Here's the thing. The job market is so bad now. The economy is so bad that I think now the military is right for young
people. That's always been back in the days. Yep. That's why you went into the military for employment. Yep. And then most of the time you may make a lifetime out of it.
Education or like
schooling. Yeah. GI loans and all that. And so that's where we're at now. And now, but how does that work with the HDTV, like if, you know.
Oh, also, I think women are included in that too now.
Really?
I saw something about, I'm not sure. I feel like I saw something about that today about women too, but. People was tweeting, it was like.
Odyssey got to go to war?
She might, man. I don't know. But they're not letting women fight.
She's like, look, you see my nails, sir?
Yeah.
I cannot hold a machine gun ill, you know. So Odyssey's not going to war.
So you think we're going to war? Because we didn't talk about Putin last week because this
Russia was
last, the Wi-Fi was, you know,
Russia was 100 miles out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they got nuclear capabilities. And this is the first time that they have deemed America
an enemy. Yeah.
An enemy.
Yeah.
Is it all semantics? Are they staging this or And we're going to talk about the 60-year oil agreement that's up as well in a few. But what does this mean? What does this mean, Malcolm, when the numbers are so low? What? How does the enemy perceive that is what I'm saying.
So,
like, look like dude, this is the right time to go at America. Because, you know,
we got a sitting president who's like, who falls asleep. He looked like he pooping on himself.
He does.
Half the time.
He does.
Right? We got another one who Trump, he was trying to talk shit about Biden's cognitive decline and messed up some other doctor's name, got confused too. They're both old. And Biden just looks older, but Trump is old too.
Yes, he is.
They're both old, right?
Holy shit. Yes.
It doesn't scream power. It doesn't scream like, you know, they have leadership.
The optics of it never screamed power.
Yeah, yeah.
At least 4 years ago, Trump had at least a look of...
And then there's other countries who are now just going, we're not rocking with the dollar. We don't need that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? We got the BRICS movement, BRICS coalition. Like, we just have countries that would never disrespect us now going...
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
I square with the bully. Like,
exactly. And so the 60-year deal with Saudi Arabia to only use and trade using the American dollar, forcing other companies to convert their money over to American money to buy oil from them, which helps America control inflation and all of that. They just like, nah, we good on that. We good on that. Mm-hmm. Dude, that's an act of war.
Yeah.
In God we trust, gold, oil, and dope.
Yeah.
This country goes to war for gold, oil, and dope.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
And so that is...
Saudi Arabia, they got a tyrant and they need some democracy.
That's what it is. I already see it.
They need some democracy.
Show us who the tyrant is.
Yeah.
And be like, he did what?
Yeah.
And we have to go in.
So along with the leadership... dollar situation. We're also funding like three other wars.
Right.
Right. That have nothing to do with us. Ukraine, Taiwan, and it felt like it was somebody else.
Israel.
And Israel.
Right. So we're funding. We look weak. They know we're weak.
Culturally, socially, we're weak.
Now.
We're all over the place.
We're definitely all over the place because young people are not going to have you tell them to do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you running on some military drills on them, they are not having it. So, and then we have the mixed gender situation. How does that work when it comes to war?
Yeah.
Right?
Right, right, right.
So we are in a predicament here in this country.
Yes, we are.
We soft.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
We real soft. And let's not pause. No, did it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's not even talk about the internal infiltration
that
of people who've been coming into the country.
That too.
You know what I mean? And you don't know, I mean, by the thousand.
That too.
And they all look like middle-aged men or 30-year-old men.
And Biden is also, probably by tomorrow, I heard, he's making an extreme effort to get those people voting rights as well.
Yes. Side note, I'm hearing, keep an eye on Kamala Harris.
Mm.
Because I'm hearing, just through the grapevine, Biden may win, but he won't be healthy enough for the term. And so now you have Kamala Harris.
Oh, God.
Who's been conspicuously gone. You know what I'm saying? Off the radar. Listen, this country, just pay attention. Tell me what you see.
Guys.
Maybe you see something that I don't see.
Because, if Kamala Harris is a president, oh, my God. Your timeline, your average Twitter timeline is going to look like a Klan rally, man.
Yes.
It's already like you got Caitlin Clark got people going crazy.
Yes.
And Aja Reese and Chief Faza and Chief, she needs to be suspended. Like people going crazy. Did you see that white girl say nigger on her TikTok video?
Yeah.
And then everybody lost their mind and who is she? And then she tried to get famous with the right wing extremist groups. And then they said, oh, you got a mixed baby. We don't want you here either.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the timeline is a mess, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said you don't think there'll be an election.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting to agree with you on that end. And if there is an election, it's going to be the most historical out-of-pocket, outlandish election you have ever seen. In fact, July 1 gets us to the official halfway point. No, we're at the halfway point. Or July 1 is probably. You're going to see this thing rev up. You're going to see this thing rev up a little crazy. And so look at your choices. Biden, Trump, Kamala.
Listen, Charlemagne, when he was on The View, and they were trying to pressure him into, like, saying he endorses Biden, right? And he was just like, nah. Basically, he was trying to not to endorse Biden. And then he was saying, well, I'm telling you Trump is trash, so that should kind of give you an answer on what to do. But he still wasn't trying to endorse Biden. And somebody was like, he didn't even say nothing good about Biden. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So that's where we are when it comes to the literal choices that people perceive to have.
Did you hear Trump's, he was at a gay rally.
Really?
Yeah, I think in Philly or somewhere. And he was saying he's created a new term, non-binary.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's what I heard. Yeah, I didn't see it myself. You know, I support everyone.
Oh, God.
Except non-binary people. Yeah.
Goodness.
You get it. Yeah.
Yep. Jay Nama said it's called rage baiting. Yeah, yeah, that's what's happening.
Rage baiting.
Rage baiting. It is.
And then she doubled down.
Yes, yeah, yes, she did.
I said, nigga, and what?
Yeah.
She lost her job behind.
Yes, she did.
Well, she did. Mm-hmm. It's the way it goes.
I think Andrew Tate said something. He said niggers. He has a new meme coin coming out as well. He said it's for niggers only and stuff like that. So Andrew Tate, like, I don't understand what people see in him either.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those people who says, like, he says two or three good things that you gotta, okay, yeah.
But that's right. The way confusion works.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't think confusion and misdirection is all wrong things. Mm-hmm. Charleston White.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He say a lot of good things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he'll go and say some bizarre shit.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Some agent provocateur.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man, he better be careful, because didn't he say something about King Von?
Oh, he was violating King Von. He took a picture with his killer and said, thank God for this man right here, got that demon off the streets, and added his mother. He said, well, I got to get that.
Gee, shit.
I actually want to. It was just like, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
And so what people are doing for shock value, for clicks and all of that, this thing is about to get dangerous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you better be careful. You can't just be doing things for clicks anymore.
This is what he said. He said, dear King Von mother, I actually met this great young man. He's talking to Lil Tim, the one who killed him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, dear King Von mother, I actually met this great young man and shook the legendary hand that pulled the trigger to slump and hump King Von. My life has been blessed with abundance every day since I connected with the spirit of God's angel, a.k.a. the Demon Slayer. I love and honor this young nigga right here. He's a hero to the nigga nation. We smoking on that Von pack tonight, thank God. And he added Lil Tim.
Jeez.
This dude is nuts.
Jeez.
Man.
Now, you know, again, he still has a following.
Big one.
He still has, and so maybe he has a death wish. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe he's on his 6ix9ine shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I dare y'all. I remember him.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because he survived. How did he survive?
True.
All that shit he was talking.
Yeah.
So maybe behind the curtain ain't a big bad wolf. All you niggas talking shit. Because I already know. I got beef with 50.
Mm-hmm.
It's on site.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Joe is on site.
Mm-hmm.
A few others. When they see me,
mm-hmm.
if they hit me, Johnson & Johnson will be calling and meeting me. My lawyers, stay down. I'm thinking about putting Ben Crump on retainer. You know, just because my lawyers stay down. I ain't gonna fight you.
Yeah.
Malcolm will be off in the bushes taping. I'm going to stand there, 50 going to approach with that, and I'm going to get my hands moving because I can't look like a bitch about it. So I ain't going to be sitting there like this. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just a podcast, 50. Like, we didn't really, you know, nigga shoulders get real. No. No, I just was, you know, I got my son with me. We just doing
it. I didn't say that.
Yeah, like just a podcast. No, I'm going to be on some old, because I'm saying.
Yeah.
looking over my... Hey, this is how I'm down.
You know what I mean?
And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The nigga hit me, I'm going to be like, oh, shit. Yeah. And I'm going to get up and make sure that he didn't get in the way. And I'm trying to get at him, but Malcolm got the footage. And we're going to go see Ben Crump. The only time, I'm going to admit, my shoulders all slumped all the way down. It's like two occasions, but this one, I was in the tunnel. And I had never seen so many Brooklyn gangster niggas at one time. And, you know, I had a little crew. It was like four or five of us. Usually that good. And these niggas was bumping me, bumping me as they was walking through, looking to see if I had something on they would like to take that belonged to them. And I surveyed and my shoulders was
real not threatening.
You know, my face got like this. I was looking over the nigga like I don't see them looking at the show like all the shit came out of me. All the bitches came right out. And I was proud that night. I survived. I made it home. And one other time, since we're on the subject of another ghetto college story, mm-hmm. I was arguing with this girl on the train. Mm-hmm. Come on, high school shit. I'm like, well, fuck you too. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, go get your man.
Yeah.
Go get your man. Right. It's nothing because I have my fellas with me. She got on the phone.
Yeah.
And all I know is, I don't know if she got on the phone because mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I just know when I got down the bottom of the stairs, her and her man was there. So he might have been waiting for her. Mm. This was 85, 86. I doubt if she had a phone. He was downstairs waiting for her to pick up and just walk her home. Now, you know, these high school girls fuck with grown-ass men.
Mm.
This was a grown-ass man. Mm. And when I saw him, my boys just split. Chill. All the niggas just was like... And he walked up to me. He said, yo, shorty, you talking to my wife like that? And I was like, huh? And I just like, he looked at me and he said, shorty, you too small for me. And then he punched the newsstand hard. Boom, shorty, I can't. And I was like, whoo. That looked like that hurt.
So that would hurt.
I apologize to you. There was a misunderstanding of things.
Oh
my God. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Ghetto Cosby story.
Ghetto Cosby story.
Bitchy moments, you know.
We're going to take a quick commercial break.
And we all had them. They don't tell me you was gangster your whole life. We all got one of the moments we had to run or... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Goodness, that's funny. But we're going to take a quick commercial break and we shall...
Yeah, let's do that.
Return. We'll be right back.
Let's do that. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one father and son podcast.
And we are back.
And we are back.
Thank you guys for joining us. Don't forget to support those businesses. Visit turningnewleaf.com. For, you know, your herbal supplements. We got some here. I forgot to bring the protein because, you know. But the immune booster, right, with elderberry and vitamin C.
That was very good.
Beetroot.
Beetroot is good, and it's good for the blood.
Yes, for your heart.
Circulation.
Yes.
So, and then there's the CMOS one is good, too.
CMOS one is good, too. So check out some great products. Check out Chanel Ascending Infinite Goddess as well.
Absolutely. We will be in... not L.A.
Atlanta,
ATL. August 10th and 11th.
Yes, yes.
At the Gathering of the Masters put on by Black Magic 363.
Mm-hmm.
So try to get your tickets. Eventbrite, be in the building. Urban X Nation will be in the building. Our UX90 crew, more and more people are saying they're coming, so we are going to hijack.
Yes, I'm excited to see all of y'all.
Brother Rich's event.
Yes.
So for paid members, we, you know, we meet on Sunday mornings, we dialogue, you know, we might even be doing a brunch or something strictly for our crew.
That'd be cool.
If we could do something nice on that Sunday morning, get together. And so... Be in the building, man. Rich has got Sister Myra. He's got Jewel Pulchrum. He's got Queen of Four on Saturday and on Sunday. He has Sirius B or Dr. B Sirius. I see the Duke of Tears. and Yaki Awakening. And so,
Dope. And
along with a host of others who will be there in the building, in the mix, it's going to be a monumental event.
All right.
And we're going to have Brother Rich on the show soon.
Yes.
Dope. We'll bring him on and chop it up.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So the other day we announced that Alex Jones, he was in a fight for his life, for his right to, you know, still stream his show InfoWars, because they were trying to liquidate his assets, and his studio being one of those assets. So apparently a judge okayed it, and they're now shutting him all the way down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so by now, if he's, well, could he hide money? Or
I think
by now he should be able to hide and protect some money in a trust or something.
They said he owes $1 billion. You know what I'm saying?
You owe $1 billion.
Like, they effectively killed him. Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but they wanted to make an example.
They did.
I think, out of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so when he put his neck out there, because we all know there's certain things you say and certain things you don't say in regards to the sensitivity of things, whether you believe them or not, you have to give a certain amount of time to go by before you go, well, let's revisit this.
Yep.
And he jumped out there and
everybody left him on an island.
And everybody left him on an island.
And they were kind of giving him chances
to recant
to kind of stop.
And stop it.
Same thing Tasha K did.
Huh?
Same thing Tasha K did. Like, they gave you a chance, and then you double down because you think your platform or just you are more powerful than the system that's hosting you, right?
Yes.
And then they go, okay, I'm going to show you
something. Right, Malcolm's Cash App is up. He needs gas money to get home.
You know what I'm saying? Sorry. Feel me?
Hit him up.
I'd appreciate it.
Help him get home.
Chingu, I need the cup.
Chingu. I'm like, on my way back out, homie. If I got a little something, I'm going to hit you with a little something. I'm be looking through the window at you and shit. See if you got some change back. God damn, son.
You use the card? Damn it.
Damn. I don't be having the cash. I use the card all the time.
Thanks.
I just ain't got it, homie.
So what do you think is next for Alex Jones? Like, what can you do?
He is going to be a footnote in the history of conspiracy theorists.
Crazy, man.
And but I still say this. Conspiracy theorists are up.
Mm-hmm.
Way up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was a clear separation during the vid situation.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Which brought about clarity on a whole bunch of levels.
Yeah.
On a lot of things. Side note, I got further clarification that the Project 2025 is a real project.
Really?
Yes. I got word from Blue Pill and a few other people who've been studying is 990 pages long.
Yeah.
Of bipartisan agreements that are supposed to take place. Because right after that show, Blue Pill hit me up. He said, Dot, I know what you normally think. He said, this is not it. This is something really going on. And he sent me the files and I started going through them. And this looks like this is going to be a legitimate program implemented, put in place, already signed and ready to go when this new election comes in. So we have to kind of...
Okay, you know what the thing is?
Shout out Blue Pill, you know?
If the government wanted to do anything they wanted, they could. And I'm going to tell you why. When it comes to laws that have to be voted in and stuff like that, these bills that they pass be this thick.
Yes.
And the title of the bill would be like, you know, save all kids, you know what I'm saying? Save all kids bill or something like that. But what they really are trying to get past is on page 632.
And yes.
They can just do that for anything they want.
Yep. And because you're not going to read through 990 pages.
And your elected officials are the ones who are supposed to, because you're not the ones voting on the laws. The people you vote for are the ones
on the laws
voting on the laws. So they're foolproof. They can do anything they actually want.
Yes.
This entire thing on your vote counts, it's a game, a folly, right? Like, it's such a show that, you know, you have no real say. They can do whatever the hell they really want. I just think it's something with I think human psychology, human nature, that they wouldn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Too much change too soon.
Yes.
Which would cause like a revolution. And this is my theory. I think we saw what a revolution would look like if pushed too far when you saw the George Floyd protest, and not for George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with George Floyd. I think it had everything to do with everybody already being locked up for a month and a half.
Yes.
And everybody needing reprieve to finally get out. And then that was the perfect kind of explosion to kind of let loose. That's just me.
No, I agree. I agree on that wholeheartedly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I saw a report that the WNBA will lose $50 million this season, even though this is probably one of the most popular seasons that they've had in its history.
And they still gonna lose $50 million?
Yeah, somebody made the point that they were chartering flights that they couldn't afford and stuff like that.
Mm.
And that's probably why I think the chartering flights for everybody cost like $25 million for the whole year.
Jeez.
So that would do it. But my other friend, he actually made a point. He said the WNBA now needs to make TV deals. They need to kind of start to, like, you know, sponsorships, TV, like stuff like that to where...
to offset some of the costs.
Yeah, because you're a subsidized league from the NBA and they're kind of paying everything. If you have your own TV deals, your own maybe streaming deals, something.
But are they that popular where you're willing to watch those games? Forget the Caitlin Clark situation, because that's a aberration in terms of the hot thing for the moment. You know what I'm saying? That her and Angel Reese may be the starting points.
I think that's it.
To you know what I mean? Build something.
That's what I think is going on.
You know what I mean? But it's not going to happen overnight. I think the NBA was embarrassed that they were not chartering these flights for these NBA, for these WNBA players. So they said, let's go out on a limb. Let's get them at least private, you know, transport tickets in the airport with you. You're like, yeah. That grinder? What you doing on the flight with me and shit? You know what I mean? So I believe that they did this to save face, so to speak, and it's going to be a loss. But the NBA just, they're finalizing, hold on to your seat, a $76 billion TV deal. I'm going to say that again.
Damn.
76 with all, because they got Amazon now.
Yeah.
NBC, ESPN. There's another network involved. So they're talking $76 billion. So God. I think they can afford the $50 million for these ladies
to
fly around. For now.
Yeah, they were treated like how they treat the JV team at the school. You know what I mean? Like, they don't even put the scoreboard lights up. Yo, my JV team, when I was in high school, they didn't even put the scoreboard lights up for us.
No.
So we just had to know
what the score was. Yeah. Y'all don't deserve no lights.
We didn't even get decals on our helmets in JV.
And so Charles Barkley has said he's retiring after next year because obviously the TNT deal is over.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's how that's going to go down. And I guess if you're not going to take the whole team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? As is, you know, and he even said he spoke to a few of the networks because his value for Coonan and being up there saying nothing is hot.
Yeah.
Shit.
Being up there saying nothing.
That nigga ain't saying nothing.
Yeah. Somebody else said, somebody in the chat also said that they need to lower the rim so they can dunk.
I thought about that, but does that cheesy up the game? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't cheesy up the game if chicks is flying by. You know?
I think so only because, like, once you know, like, are they doing it because it's a lower rim? Like, that'd be like, ah.
Right, and then that's not saying women are equal.
Right, yeah.
If you're equal.
Yeah. Dunk. That man is 12-inch rim.
As Dave Chappelle said that, if you were equal to men, you wouldn't need a WNBA. You'd be playing with us. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's a slippery slope.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about lowering the rim.
So, Angel Reese filed out, or she got a flagrant foul on Caitlin Clark. And people were losing their minds. She needs to be suspended. This is bad for the game and stuff like that. And even though both players said it was a basketball play.
I saw the play.
Yeah, that was some bull. Like,
she just reached over and gave her a hard-ass foul. You know, and they've been going at it for a long time. This ain't, you know, don't let these people turn this into, they're looking for the great white hype.
Oh, my God.
Hype so bad.
Yeah, and it's a kid coming in college. You're going to Duke. Cooper Flagg?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah, I've been having my eye on him for about a year and a half.
He be shit-talking like a black dude, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you could tell he grew up around some brothers.
Yeah,
he's got a Larry Bird effect to him.
I liked his game, Jimmer Fredette. Yeah, he was nice.
Yeah, he was nice, but he couldn't guard nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's usually the issue with the white boys, they can't guard nobody. And so they get put on an island,
mm-hmm.
and sure, you can shoot when you're standing still. The game has got motion to it. But look at Luka. Luka's a terrible example of a superstar.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
He's slow. He's lumberish. Him and Jokic. No athleticism. Yeah. Just looking like goddamn Yetis running up and down. And, you know, but that's they're trying to push that European flavor and international, because this is a entertainment. This is about entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
But brothers better get it together.
Did you see the 16 and under USA team?
No.
They got Bryce James, like LeBron's son, Carmelo's son, Trevor Ariza's son, Carlos Boozer's twins, Gilbert Arenas' son, all of them on the same squad.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Now, that's crazy.
Yeah. Shouts out to them.
Shouts out to them.
Let's get to some more stuff. One of Gucci Mane's artists, I think her name was like Enchantress, something to that effect. She died as a result of a drug overdose.
I heard.
And somebody on Twitter like listed all of his artists that are either dead in jail. And it's kind
of crazy. Well, that's not Gucci Mane.
Enchanting, that's the name, Enchanting.
Yeah.
So, Pooh Shiesty's 8 years. Big Scar died. Enchanting, she died. Fugano, he's in 5 years. Hot Boy West, 15 years. K. Sade, he got dropped. Roadboy got dropped. And somebody else is facing RICO charges. Hood Rich. It's like...
And didn't he do... How many years did he do?
I don't remember. It was like...
But that ain't him. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah.
Dude, look at the original Gucci Mane and look at him. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened? You're not going to piss down my back and tell me it's raining, bro. No. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna have it. And so, you know, condolences to her and her family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The situation. But these artists, they become expendable for reasons that you know nothing about.
Yeah.
You know?
That gotta be crazy. Like everybody, cause and then too, you trying to sign these artists, they still in the streets. And we think you get signed. Well, we know that, we understand that now, but people think they get signed, they out
and
the
then
hood.
They just leave the streets alone. No, you never leave the streets. It's embedded in you, and now you're just somebody who's making it. Who, you know what I'm saying, can help us get into places, do things, funnel some money, travel. Yeah, that's how guns and drugs move in this country. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And it's always been through the music industry. It didn't start with black people. Motorcycle gangs been moving drugs. Them rock and roll bands been moving drugs and all of that stuff. You know, serious business. And Webby, DJ Webby. Did we speak about that?
Webby's DJ. Apparently, he went on a long rant about how horrible it is working with Webby, then killed his girl and killed himself.
Yes, yes.
What the hell?
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, shout out, condolences. Because, it's a lot going on, man.
Damn, bro.
It's a lot going on.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So you want to talk about the Petro agreement being over? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we kind of went through it.
That's what I wanted to talk about. The microplastics found in everybody's testicles.
Yeah, there's a study that came out that said, let me see if I can find it real quick, that in the semen.
Somebody said, they said 100% of men, like, is there for everybody now, apparently.
The microplastics?
Yeah.
Well, you know, look how much stuff we digest.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
And we wonder why as kids are, you know.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Goodness, man.
No, absolutely. And, you know, this is the world we live in now, Malcolm.
Yeah.
There's a war that is always taking place on the microscopic level. As crazy as that may seem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's a population control right there.
That's population control.
Yeah.
That is exactly what that is, population control.
Somebody said, and in baby umbilical cord, more microplastics are found. That's crazy.
Okay, here it is. It says, the scientists tested 23 human testicles, balls, as well as 47 testes from pet dogs. They found microplastic pollution in every sample. The human testicles have been preserved, and so their sperm could not be measured. However, the sperm count in the dogs tested could be assessed and was lower in samples with higher contaminated in PVC, whatever that the study demonstrates a correlation, but further research is needed. Sperm counts in men have been falling for decades.
I can see that.
With chemical pollution such as pesticides implicated by many studies. And so that's what's going on in the testicles and...
No diddy, because everybody's
no
getting
diddy.
On
this. No diddy. No diddy.
Everybody's getting on it. But yeah.
You know?
Not only our physical diet, but our mental diet.
Oh, of course.
Like, it's...
I think we don't assess enough that what we go through, stress-wise, stress alone is enough to kill a number of things. Then when you talk about the water, the food, the air, the music, the movies, it's all tied in. I don't think we're going to get another commercial break in here. But maybe we will. We'll get one in there.
We'll
get a commercial break in now?
Yeah, let's go to commercial
break. Let's go to commercial break now.
Come back with your questions.
Yeah, I'm not playing with y'all. I am not playing with y'all.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back. We are back in the building. Shout out Mega Bills for a hot song he created for us.
That's not me singing.
It's not Malcolm singing.
It's not me.
You know what I mean? That is... Mega Bills and his team in the building.
Absolutely.
Delivering. I am back on a song. I forget the brother's name. He sent me a song. I apologize, man. I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
It's a song called I Am. So.
Oh, dope.
It's
okay.
Really dope. He really hooked it up. And I've just been dragging my feet. But I'm going to try to get to that this weekend coming up.
Somebody say AI Malcolm. Yo, this AI stuff, I didn't get caught, but what they're doing is, because Joe Rogan talks about a lot of, like, you know, like he'll talk about an artist or a product or something like that that he's using on his show. People have their own product and they cloning his voice.
Yes, I've
and they're
seen
going,
that.
Yeah, I've been using China New Leaf and it's amazing. And then people are going like, what?
I've seen that where they're showing clips of Joe Rogan mentioning something, but it's their product.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's the new thing.
Because it caught me one time because he was mentioning a rapper named Young Nudy. I'm like, how the hell would Joe Rogan know about Young Nudy? Mm. And yeah, when I peeked, I'm like, oh, this is AI. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be wild, man.
No, absolutely.
That'd be wild. So let's get to some more stuff.
Let's do it.
You are tuned into the sound.
You got 10 minutes.
Of Urban
15 tops.
That tried to get out of here, man. Oh, man. So I heard that Russian warships, I don't know if it was warships or submarines, they were kind of going to Cuba.
I heard they was 100 miles out of off of the coast of Florida.
That could Florida, Cuba.
So I don't know how close it is, but yeah, I did hear that.
Were they testing weapons?
No, I don't think they were testing weapons, but
that's still like, you know,
if I stand close to you, bro.
And I flash the gun like, yo.
And I flash, you know what that mean, bro.
That's kind of crazy.
You know what that mean.
That is kind of
crazy. When a country stand next to another country and it gets like,
yeah,
we right at the limit. Don't cross this line. All right, we're going right to the line and get that done. No, absolutely.
So, like, what do you guys think the plan is? Like, you know, from American plans, you know what I'm saying? Because we can't do nothing about that if we want it. Or am I underestimating America's war powers?
Don't underestimate our war power, because we put that work in. We will put a country down if we have to.
Okay.
You know, I spoke to executives. You know, I'm on the other side of this because of my premium TikTok accounts. You know what I mean? So we can put somebody down.
Okay.
We don't want to do that because it's messing up the money.
Okay.
We got the oil. We got the gold. We got the dope.
Right.
You know, we trafficking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. We ain't trying to mess that money up. So if y'all stay in line, ain't gonna be no problems.
And then we can't, you know, I know the America Can Burn crowd, but we live here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you want that. We live here.
And we've been fortunate and spoiled because no one has ever attacked our homeland.
True, true.
Pearl Harbor was the closest thing, and that was in Hawaii.
And not then.
Lost a lot of good now. So 9/11 was an attack. Okay. But I mean, like,
yeah.
In the streets,
you
gotta have your backpack on with your snacks and shit. Come on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we gotta leave Eli because he's slow. Yo, just leave him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then I get tired. They go, just go. You know, we haven't reached those points yet. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Side note, if you have money in your safe, which you should, make sure you keep it in denominations of $5 or less. Because if you got $100 bills and you got to negotiate some food and all you have is $100, it's going to cost you $100.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Right? So you got to think about things like that, where if you got fives and tens, ones, you can negotiate a little bit better.
That is a fact.
So make sure you keep a roll of fives, you know, around so that you don't get caught out there.
That is a fact. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take some questions.
Yes.
The Olympics banned Leah Thomas. That's the trans swimmer.
Yes.
Who was like number 200 in the men's and then went to the women's and was number one.
Yes.
They banned Leah Thomas from the Olympics.
Good.
Or from competing against the women.
Good.
So that's good.
Go compete against some guys or create their own division.
And guys, I'm not caught up on the track news, but did Sha'Carri Richardson qualify for Olympics?
They said she didn't make the Olympics.
Okay.
I don't know if they didn't put her on the team. She would have to qualify. She's smoking them.
Yeah. And then Shannon Sharp tone about Sha'Carri not making the team and Caitlin Clark not
different.
Different, yes. The tone was different.
Your man, Joey Chestnut.
Hot dog guy. Yeah.
The one who wins the contest every year is disqualified this year.
Yeah, because he tried to sign with Beyond Meat.
He signed with a vegan hot dog company.
Come on.
And Nathan's is like, son, we don't play that.
Yeah, come on, man. You're not bigger than the brand.
You're not bigger than the brand,
son. You're not bigger than us. Come on, man.
You're not bigger than us. So he's out, which will give someone else a chance to come in and stuff a bunch of wieners, horse, no diddy, down their throat and win a trophy or some shit.
Oh, Jay Nightmare just celebrated his 44th this past Saturday.
My man, Jay. 44.
We're 6 p.m. Well, we came on at 7 Eastern, and this will not be our regular time.
Nope. But
if
Dallas wins tonight, the next game is Thursday.
Might have to do it again.
Yeah. This is the last bit of basketball. This is the last bit moments for me and Eli to sit down and eat some Tostitos chips. And you know what I'm saying? And sit back and do what we do. Me and Eli talk basketball for hours. Odyssey is annoyed. Every time I see you, you're talking about the same shit. The same game. The next game is coming on.
Yeah.
It don't matter. We got to work through this as analysts and this and that and figure it all out. You know.
Somebody said, oh, that football player, that white player, his last name was Nigga or Kniga. He signed to Eastern Michigan. So shouts out to them. Shouts out to those announcers who going to have to.
With the ball now is Kniga. Kniga?
Yeah. They going to have to navigate. No, his name is Noah Nigga because, you know, I know a nigga.
I know a nigga. Noah Nigga.
Yeah.
Because I know a nigga. That's crazy.
Somebody said you like the 7 p.m. time better.
Okay, but that's just you. The people will kill us.
Yeah, yeah. We've almost 500 shows. We've kind of...
Yeah, been etched into this time slot. Yeah. Even though we used to come on at 9.
We used to come on at 9. This is true.
And then we moved it to 8.
And that was, but that was big for people. They were just like, yo,
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
All of these moves are, you know.
We can't just make a change like that. We need to make announcements.
Yeah, just to go through the committee of people.
Proper and channels and whatnot.
Who's gonna say what? You know?
I'm saying. Any other questions?
Any other questions?
Any other questions before we get up out of here?
See, Diggs said, let's go Celtics. Let's get it done.
I respect that.
You know my nephew's on that team.
No, shit, nephew.
Jaylen Brown is my nephew.
Yeah, last year he wasn't your nephew.
Because he lost. When he wins, he's my nephew. Right now, he's in line to win the MVP. He's my nephew.
Yeah.
You know, Kyrie's my guy. You see what I'm saying? So this is tough for me.
This is so I
got two children out here, two of my people going at it. Only one of them going to win.
This is a conundrum here. I'm not going to lie.
Not gonna lie.
Did you guys hear about the sister in ATL that was an official and she got 7 years for PPP loan fraud? No, I did not.
Yeah, I think she got a huge loan. She had like 7 million. She had three different, she had the pink Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
You know, just nigga stuff. I mean, you don't get the money and lay low. No, I got to come out shining. This is not free money. Yeah. If it was free money, everyone would be having it. And some people just could not avoid the opportunity, you know what I mean, to say I got 37 employees.
Yeah, yeah.
And we run a multi-billion dollar, you know, and we need this.
And what's the name of your business? I need money. Incorporated. Yeah, y'all was wild.
You know what I'm saying? Down productions.
You know, my mom is enthralled with the, I forget the that mayor's name, where she's like mayor of the small city.
The black lady.
The black lady. My mother is like...
She's
locked in.
Invested. Yes,
to that invested. Store. Like every other day.
Yeah, that's an interesting story.
I was just like, she's listening to, is she listening to Tisa Tell? Somebody who's covering it, like ongoing.
Uh-huh.
She's like subscribing. She's like, Malcolm, you didn't hear about this? I'm like, yeah, me and Dad, we spoke about that a minute ago.
We spoke about it. Absolutely.
So funny.
True story.
She's like, I can't believe this. I'm like, yeah, man. People be wilding. Give Tiffany Henyard. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's wild. And then she tried to like veto some law to investigate her, and she tried to veto.
But that's the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
We've investigated ourselves. We found nothing. Now go back to your, you know.
Side note. To the members, we have a new breakdown from Anya Soru in the membership on Jaguar Right.
Yes.
Deep.
It is deep and it is powerful. I learned some stuff about her grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. And so you get to understand from a deeper level where she gets this from and where this could come from and where this is leading. And so, yes, definitely. Anya Soru is in the membership. We have a one-tier membership.
Yeah, just one tier.
It's $10.
Yep.
That's it. It's a lot of information. Side note, me and Oba were supposed to do the piece Friday. He went to the dentist Friday, and he was out.
Yeah.
And so we will attempt to get that done Wednesday. This Wednesday, about 7 or 8 o'clock, if we have time. Mm-hmm. The first one will be a freebie. It is a Oba and Black Dot crack sample. You get one.
Yeah.
The rest of them is behind the wall.
So join the membership.
Join our membership.
And while you're at it, hit the like button right now.
Hit the like button. Appreciate join the membership. All of that good stuff. Help us out.
Apparently, she said she had 435 employees and got back 15 minutes. She needs to go to jail.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot
of
employees.
She deserves jail.
You know what I'm saying? That you can't prove... You know what I mean? And we qualified for a loan and we didn't get it.
This is true. Because
we stayed away. I was scared. But we have employees. We have a legitimate business.
We
could have at least got 50 racks.
Oh, Juneteenth is Wednesday.
Yes.
And the Kendrick Lamar's going to have his pop-up show.
Oh, okay. He's coming out?
Yeah. Okay. You know, sometime got pop-up show.
What's up with him and that goofy-ass sweater he had on.
When?
I saw a picture of him. He looked fucking crazy.
Listen, listen.
Side note.
You can't talk about Kendrick right now because people have made it their personalities. And if you listen to Kendrick, you're a good person.
Oh.
And you understand hip-hop. Let me ask you this.
What about LL Cool J? You saw his new video? What the fuck was he wearing? Did you see them bell-bottom pants he had on? What the fuck was LL wearing?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And you could put LL on the list, too, because if he hit me, Ben Crump is on retainer. I got Ben Crump on retainer.
I didn't need the LL Cool J track.
I didn't
need Rick Ross or Fat Joe on it.
I didn't. I didn't know where it was going, where it was coming from. And then I thought he had on big platform 70 shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
But because his pants.
Yeah.
And I was like, L, like, when did bell bottoms come back?
Yo, guys, if you go back to when the beef first started between Kendrick and Drake, look whose side I was on in that. I was saying, yo, Drake must be a horrible person if everybody's against him.
Yes, you did.
That's what I said. And I wasn't going for it. I was literally, and I'm going to tell you when I didn't switch sides. I'm going to tell you when my opinion just started to get like, all right, it's because I hate groupthink.
Yes.
I hate it.
Yes. When it's so lined up.
When everybody's just
running down the same lane.
And then everybody's acting like you can't have an original opinion. I said Kendrick won.
Yes.
I just liked Family Matters as the best song in the beef, but I just think he won.
Yeah.
I think he won. I just think I like Family Matters more.
Yeah. Yeah, I get.
But people made it their, like, personalities, like.
Because that's the way this thing works.
So, the streamer, Kai Cenat. Right? He just had Drewski and Kevin Hart on his, like, all-day stream.
Yeah.
Funny, right? He just posted a picture up with Northwest. Apparently, like, I don't know what it was. They were sitting down somewhere. It's him and Northwest posted, right? And everybody was calling Kai Cenat a pedophile because Kai Cenat's 22, Northwest is 11. Now, I saw the picture and I said, obviously, Kim is there.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, this is, like, we don't even know what this is about.
Though we've gotten to the point where you can't stand next to children. That's bad.
That's bad. And again,
I understand in context if the kid is sitting on your lap or something weird, but you can't take pictures now with celebrity kids that you know parents are sitting right there.
Right.
Or is that the subliminal, she's being offered up to Sinai? You know, I don't want to go that deep down the rabbit hole.
So I was just kind of like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
The social media thing has just taken on a life of its own. And I'm just like, yeah.
With that being said,
guys, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate you for being here with us.
Mr. Killer G said, Miss Keita G, I'm sorry, said she wanted to meet him for her birthday. Now that would make sense. That would make sense.
Everybody, yeah, I don't know, man.
Yep, groupthink will be the downfall of our society when everybody's on the same bandwagon because they think it's cool to be on that bandwagon. Yep.
Yeah.
LL track is fire, not my wardrobe style, but he wasn't dressed 80s style.
But the rapping was 80s.
Yeah, I could have did without it. And I'm all with the keeping hip hop a lot because you got Pete Rock in Common right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's LL coming back. Rakim's got a new album dropping very soon.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I appreciate the aspect of it, but I'm just saying, yeah. It looked like it was low-hanging fruit. Let me just put Rick Ross and Fat Joe in a video with me with a Benz or Rolls Royce. We just stand there and we rap and that's going to win.
Yeah, I didn't.
Nah.
Somebody said early notifications, guys. I didn't know you were on. Text messages and emails did go out. If you were on our email list or our text list, you would have got that.
Yep.
And YouTube with that be playing being around said, with us sometimes.
But they always play with us.
You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, guys, like I said, like, share, subscribe. We appreciate you. Glad to be here in the building.
Pablo, thank you for the Cash App.
Thank you for the Cash App. We appreciate you. And thanks for the super chats. And we will see you guys on Thursday.
Peace. Thursday.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.